Hey, 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 KMA Land, it's time for the Double X Factor. And I'm Spencer Williams, here to wrap up my take on this week's topic. Sandy and I have been chatting about how what we accept in others is what we accept in ourselves, and vice versa. That can be the stuff we love and the stuff we don't. Just like anything we discuss on this program, it all starts with the relationship within. We can only accept others to the degree in which we accept ourselves. However, the rough part about this is, until we finally decide to make this a focus of improving our lives, we really only accept ourselves to the degree we feel accepted by others. So it's a vicious cycle. Psychology Today says that research has demonstrated that before the age of 8, we lack the ability to formulate a clear, separate sense of self, other than that which has been transmitted to us by our caretakers. The positive regard we received from those around us may have depended almost totally on how we acted, and unfortunately, we learned that many of our behaviors weren't acceptable to them. So by identifying ourselves with these objectionable behaviors, we came to see ourselves as inadequate. Psychology Today also goes on to say that given how the human psyche operates, it's almost impossible not to parent ourselves similarly to how we were parented originally. End quote. And like we always say, we're not here to blame those that came before us at all. They were dealing with their own set of programming, and they were also doing the best they could with what they knew at the time. It's safe to say that more recent generations are the ones that apply more focus to the positive as opposed to the negatives. It's now up to us to accept ourselves unconditionally and afford others the same supportive environment. And perhaps more than anything else, increasing our self-acceptance requires that we develop more self-compassion. We must break that cycle of when something bad happens, we assume it's our fault or someone else's. See, there we go again. When we have a tendency to blame, it's probably more likely due to a deep-seated feeling that we are actually at fault. Taking on a more loving stance towards ourselves also requires getting rid of the obligation to demonstrate our worth to others or approval-seeking behavior. Now, as with anything we discuss on the Double X Factor, this in no way gives you a pass to be a jerk or blame your upbringing. We must take responsibility for the ways we have hurt or mistreated others, but we can do it in a productive way with self-acceptance, compassion, and forgiveness in our hearts, because that's exactly our topic this week. Once we do that, we have acceptance, compassion, and forgiveness for everyone else in our lives too. In fact, you will probably find that these aren't even front and center in your mind because it becomes your go-to instead of something you are working towards. And finally, I'll end today by a double X factor reminder that we give quite often. Self-acceptance doesn't mean that we can't still commit to personal growth. We can accept ourselves just as we are right now and still have motivation to make changes or improvements to enrich our lives. We don't have to do anything to secure our self-acceptance. When we think self-acceptance is a result of something, we're right back to square one and giving ourselves conditions. So, in the pursuit of unconditional self-acceptance, and in turn, acceptance of others, we might even want to embrace our imperfections and theirs. As always, thank you so much for listening to the Double X Factor right here on KMA.